News today that the musician Levon Helm has died. He was a key figure in the 60s and 70s rock group called simply The Band. Helm orchestrated a return to the fundamentals of rock and roll at a time when many artists had moved to the experimental fringes. The 71-year-old drummer and vocalist died this afternoon at a New York hospital of throat cancer. NPR's Felix Contreras has this remembrance.
Levon Helm was born in a part of the country where bluegrass, gospel, country music, and the blues all combined to create the DNA of rock and roll. And you could hear all that in Levon Helm's voice.
I pulled into Nazareth, was feeling about half past dead. I just need some place where I can lay my head.
Helm told NPR in 2006 that it was the radio that brought all that music to his home in Turkey Scratch, Arkansas.
The closest big town, of course, for me was Memphis. So we had that Memphis radio, and we had KFFA in Helena, which had the King Biscuit Show. We had a great mix of music right there. Good music and good food.
And that good eating undoubtedly fueled the informal jam sessions where folk songs were passed around like plates of food, as he explained to WHYY's Fresh Air in 2007.
I remember one night they had one at my uncle's house. I had a big grocery box, pasteboard box, and I beat that thing to death that night. I volunteered to play percussion.
He left Arkansas right out of high school to play drums with country and blues singer Ronnie Hawkins. They traveled to Canada, where they recruited a group of like-minded musicians and called themselves the Hawks.
When she says her last goodbye, oh, you're gonna hang your head and cry. What you're gonna do when your baby leaves? What you're gonna do? What you're gonna do?
Eventually, Hawkins' backup musicians struck out on their own, bucking the 1960s trend of psychedelia in favor of a rootsier take on rock and roll.
It was a profound right turn, in a way, in popular music.
Will Hermes is the author of the recent book Love Goes to Buildings on Fire and a senior critic for Rolling Stone magazine. He says the musician's choice of the name The Band reflected their musical philosophy.
The Band really dug into those roots of country music, the roots of blues, the roots of rockabilly, and Levon Helm was right at the crux of that.
After only 8 years, the band parted ways over personal and financial differences. Helm and guitarist and songwriter Robbie Robertson were at odds over royalties. The drummer pursued a solo career, wrote an autobiography, and acted in over 10 films. Then, in 1997, he was diagnosed with throat cancer. After 28 radiation treatments, the cancer seemed to be gone, but so was his voice.
I didn't die, thank God, and I started getting some of my voice back, and I finally got to the point where I could laugh and talk. The singing and playing, of course, you miss, but the laughing and talking, you just can't hardly live without.
He really made a comeback to the point that he was touring and playing big venues.
Again, writer Will Hermes.
And in some ways getting the individual recognition, apart from Bob Dylan, apart from the band, that he didn't have earlier.
Oh, the poor old dirt farmer, he's lost all his corn.
Levon Helm's 2007 album, Dirt Farmer, won a Grammy for Best Traditional Folk Album. Two more Grammys followed, along with praise from both critics and fans for music that sounded a lot like the songs he heard as a youngster in Arkansas.
Music is such a powerful thing, and as people are living their lives, the songs that aid and comfort us all are, you know, they mean a lot to us when we live through those times. And I was only fortunate enough to be around and enjoying some of the music.
Just before Levon Helm died, he and former bandmate Robbie Robertson seemed to have patched up their differences. After spending an afternoon with Helm, Robertson wrote on his Facebook page, "Levon is one of the most extraordinary, talented people I have ever known, and very much like an older brother to me. I am so grateful I got to see him one last time and will miss him and love him forever." Felix Contreras, NPR News.
I've come a long, long road, but still I've got some miles to go.